Okay, we're going to talk about a whole bunch of stuff in this episode. It's kind of a catch-up thing. Welcome to Test and Code. If you've found value in this podcast, could you do me a favor? Could you go over to pythontest.com and look either in the top menu bar or in the bottom footer? And there's a few links we're going to talk about. Contact is how you can get a hold of me. Newsletter is how I can get a hold of you. And support is how you can find links to things like my book, the PyTest book, PyTest courses, the community where you can ask questions. And that's about it, really. I'd really appreciate if, especially if you could sign up for the newsletter. I'm trying to collect emails of people that might be interested in similar topics. I've been working on a video course for PyTest. Basically, it's based on, I know I already have a course that's on the Talk Python training. It's an excellent course. You should go check it out. It's about 3.5 hours, I think, last time I looked. And it's on the, it's on Talk Python training. So what's the new one about? The one that's on Talk Python is like a fairly quick introduction to PyTest. But I cover a whole bunch more detail in the PyTest book. So that's what this new course is. It's the entire Python Testing with PyTest second edition book in a video course format. And then also when I'm recording it, sometimes there's a few things that maybe could be rearranged a little bit. And then I forgot some stuff. So there's actually more stuff. There's a few extra bonuses. I'll probably include more as time goes on with the book. So to check that out, check the course out. It's at, you can go to pythontest.com/course, and I'll have a link in the show notes too. But it's in three parts, like the book is. There's part one, part two, part three. The part one is PyTest primary power. I cover all of the foundational information around PyTest. If you just, and that one's complete. If you just took that, even just the part one, you would be on really solid foundation for using PyTest. Part two is working with projects, and then part three is booster rockets. Working with projects is pretty fun. We do things like incorporate code coverage and do talks and a whole bunch of goodies. I've started part two. I have the testing strategy chapter up, so through chapter seven, but that's it so far. But it's going to continue. There will be 16 chapters in total, but if you buy it now, you get all of that. And right now I'm offering I might change my mind in the future, but I might not. I'm no promises there, but right now you get, for one price, you get access to, if you grab part one, you get all the parts, and that's as of end of September. I'm not going to change it in September. But when I complete the whole thing, then I might rethink about the pricing model. But for right now, I don't want to think about that. I just want to think about finishing the course. But that's why I really haven't gotten a lot of podcasts out lately. But I have done some other things. I do want to address one more thing about the course, though, before we move on. There's two pricing models. There's a low price one that's a lower price that is just the video course only. But I wanted to have the experience available to people if they wanted to, if it was like I'm sitting right next to them teaching them PyTest. And the problem with a video course is you can't ask questions back. So there's two pricing options. One of them is just watch the video course. You have access to everything and you have access to the code download. There's a community edition one that's a little bit higher price, but it is, you've got access to the GitHub repo, so you can just clone the code and you can get pull. You can just get a Git pull for updates when I add new chapters. And then you have access to a Slack and a Discord and just to be able to ask questions. So if you have any troubles, that's there. Okay, moving on. Let's talk about some of the other stuff I've been up to. I started another podcast called Python People. I'm really excited about this. It's been fun. Again, I haven't slowed down on these interviews, but I have slowed down on actually getting them posted. So I've got a whole bunch of a backlog of Python People episodes, And what this is really, instead of trying to get details out of something, like a lot of Python podcasts or tech podcasts are trying to teach you something. There's nothing wrong with that. I love those kind of podcasts. And this is one of those podcasts. But I also like to just get to know people. I really love the Python community. So the Python people is really about just getting to know some of the people that are involved with Python and some of the just some people that even just use it, just are users of Python. And then some of the core people, and you check it out. I think it's fun conversations. Sometimes with some people, they're just comfortable with talking about the work they're doing or the projects they're working on. And that's fine. But some people are comfortable with talking about all sorts of stuff, like, you know, their hobbies and whatever. So Michael Kennedy was on, we talked about motorcycles. That was fun. So that's Python people also. The other thing I've been working on is open source contributions. So there is a plugin called PyTest Repeat, and I'd like to try to help out with this project. And I have my own open source projects. PyTest Check is one I started, and I've got a couple other small ones. The PyTest Check is the only one that really a lot of people use. And but I'm the core maintainer for that, so I get to make up the rules. I'd like to help out with PyTest Repeat, but it's already been a project that other people have worked on, and it's part of the PyTest Dev community umbrella. And I'd like to try, and I'm starting to contribute and learn all of the maintainer bits. It's a little bit different to help maintain somebody a project that somebody else started. That's a little different than maintaining your own project, and I'm enjoying learning the ropes there. And Bruno Oliveira, who goes by the name of Nicodermus a lot on online stuff, he's been helping me out a lot, and I really appreciate it. And it's been a great experience so far. Anyway, now I want to talk about PyTest Repeat. One of the reasons why I got into it is because it looked like it hadn't been updated too much lately, but it still works fine on PyTest. On Python 11 and PyTest 7, it just doesn't look like it if you look at the what's being tested. So I'm helping to contribute to that, and that'll be fun. But why did I want to try to contribute? Well, partly it's because it hasn't been updated for a while, and I started with like moving the testing, the CI background back stuff, moving that from Jenkins Travis. It was on Travis. That's right. Moving it from Travis to GitHub Actions, because that's what I'm most familiar with. So did that already, but I haven't done a release with that yet. That's the next part, is to try to figure out this whole new release process that PyPI is working with and PyTest Dev projects are under. There's another thing also, is that there's a feature of PyTest Repeat that needs to be highlighted a little bit better, because it was documented, but I didn't know about it. So what PyTest Repeat does is it repeats the tests that you pointed at. So let's say you've got a test suite of 10 tests, and you tell PyTest Repeat to repeat everything twice. What it'll do is it'll go to the first test and run it twice, and then the second test and run that twice, and so forth. That might be what you meant. But usually what I mean is I want to run all 10 tests and then start over again and run the whole thing over again. Why would you do that? It's all often because there's some intermittent failure, and you want to run the whole thing a bunch of times overnight or something. So there's another related plugin called PyTest Flake Finder, completely different name. You got Repeat and Flake Finder. And Flake Finder, by default, does kind of the opposite. Instead of repeating each test and then going on to the next one, it does all 10. So that's usually what I want it to do. But I was like, how could we add that to PyTest Repeat? Because PyTest Repeat is like the name that I'm thinking of when I want to repeat tests. So I took a look at it, and there is, I'll just bring it up right now, so I'm not like making this up. In the README, there's a title called Repeating Tests and talks about that. And then there's a little code sample. And then there's two paragraphs under it that say, If you want to override the default text execution order, you can use repeat scope option with one of the next values, session, module, class, or function. So if you pass in repeat scope and then the word session, it'll do exactly what I wanted it to do, which was repeat the whole thing and then start over and do all 10 tests and then repeat the whole thing over again or with however many you want. That's so cool. The only thing, and it's even documented well, I just missed it. I think another heading there would be good of change the scope. Or I don't know what the heading would be, but I'll play with it. Thinking about that. I'd like to contribute to that. So if you want to repeat things right now, repeat, PyTest repeat works fine, but you can do Flake Finder. Both of them work fine. I'll put links in the show notes, but try both of those. I just bring it up because I don't know why I didn't see that repeat scope before. And I've talked with other people that have said, oh yeah, that's what I wanted, but I didn't know that it would do that. So if you've ever wanted to repeat stuff, do that. I guess, what is there other stuff I wanted to talk about? I do have a whole list of episodes that I want to discuss related to test-driven development and lean software development, but I kind of have to develop those ideas. So I think what I'll do is do some of these shorter little catch-up episodes or talk about a plugin or something like that, and then interleave those with the longer essay ones. And as far as interviews with other people about stuff, I'd like to talk about more packaging. I'd like to interview somebody about Hatch and Hatchling and more about Flit and talk with Brett Cannon about, as things develop and a whole bunch of other people. But the interviews and stuff, they're going to have to kind of wait until I get this PyTest course done because I'm already doing a lot of interviews and doing Python Bytes. And it's kind of cool. I didn't even think about this until after I decided to rename Testing Code to Python Test. So now I've got three podcasts. They're Python Test, Python People, and Python Bytes. So that's neat. They all match. Anyway, thanks a ton for following this podcast, even though I'm not doing it as often. Thanks so much. That's it for today. Now go out and test something. Thank you for listening to Testing Code. Let's keep in touch. Head over to pythontest.com/contact to reach out to me, or /newsletter so that I can reach you, or /support if you'd like to, get a course or something. That's all for now. Now go out and test something.